President Obama today signed executive orders that aim to tighten the pay gap between men and women. The president's actions take place on National Equal Pay Day, a day symbolizing how long women have to work into 2014 to catch up with what men earned in 2013. Equal Pay Day originated in 1996 to raise public awareness of the wage gap. While discrimination may contribute to Alaska's pay gap, a state economist says other factors are just as important. KTOO's Lisa Fu reports.
An Alaska statute prohibits employers from paying females less than males for the same work. But for every dollar a man in Alaska earns, a woman earns roughly 67 cents. State labor economist Caroline Schultz says occupation and industry selection is the main reason behind the pay gap.
Women are never going to earn as much as men if women don't choose to pursue high-paying occupations.
Engineers make some of the highest salaries in the state, but only 18% of them are women. They're making on average $72,000 a year, while their male counterparts make close to $96,000. Supervisors in oil, mining, and construction industries also make high salaries. Only 5% of them are women, and on average, they earn less than half of men in the same position. These 2012 figures from the Department of Labor represent total annual earnings and don't distinguish between full and part-time work. Schultz says work flexibility is another factor in the gender pay gap. Alaska has a predominance of jobs in natural resources, and those often take place in remote work sites.
That can sometimes be more of a challenge to women because women traditionally take on a larger burden when it comes to family care. So, you know, if they need to leave early to pick up the kid from school, a woman's more likely to take a flexible job, maybe that pays a little bit less than a man is.
Tamaya Liebersbach is the Women's Economic Empowerment Center coordinator for YWCA Alaska. She says discrimination is a contributing factor to the pay gap, even if it's not done on purpose.
Some sort of idea that maybe a woman isn't as committed to her career, if she has a family, those kinds of stereotypes do play a role, I think, in not just the wage that a woman gets, but the opportunities that she's given to build her career.
YWCA Alaska will host a Women's Economic Empowerment Summit for the first time on May 5th, Alaska's Equal Pay Day. The summit includes a session on the art of negotiation. Wage disparity is also a focus of the Alaska Women's Summit, established last year after Senator Liesl McGuire commissioned a report on the status of women in Alaska. Barbara Belknap is a Juneau activist working on the issue of equal pay for women. She's also an Alaska delegate to Vision 2020, a national coalition focused on women's economic and social equality. Belknap says negotiating salary is one way for women to take the matter of pay disparity into their own hands.
Before you go into the interview, understand what the pay scale is for what you're applying for. You know what the going rate is. Do some research.
A couple of years ago, Belknap made a YouTube video demonstrating how to successfully negotiate pay. Through the video, Belknap is spreading a message she never got. She says it never occurred to her to negotiate salary when she was appointed executive director of Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute in 1997.
They said, well, we were paying your predecessor too much money, so your salary is going to be this much money. And I remember the little thought bubble in my head going, oh, really? You know, really? But I didn't say anything.
Belknap received pay increases over time, but says her starting salary was $8,000 less than the starting salary of her male predecessor. State economist Schultz says whatever the reasons may be for the pay gap, the result is the same. Women have less money.
At the end of the year, at the end of a lifespan, like at an end of a career, women have earned less money consistently through 25, 30, 35 years of working. And that really adds up.
And this fact, Schultz says, leads to other questions.
What does it mean for Alaska's economy? And what does it mean for women in Alaska that, in general, they have less money than men do? How does that affect their spending? How does that affect childcare? How does it affect children?
Schultz doesn't know the answers to these questions. She also doesn't know what happens in corporate offices during salary talks. But as an economist, she'll continue to collect and present the data that could lead to decreasing Alaska's pay gap. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.